From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Crews searching through the rubble left by a landslide that buried the mountain village under tons of soil and rocks in southwestern China on Saturday found 15 bodies, but about 100 more people remain missing. One survivor had this to say. We heard a strange noise at the back of our house, and it was a bit loud. Wind was blowing into the room, so I wanted to close the door. When we came out, water flow washed us away instantly. China's Xinhua News Agency reported that about 1,000 rescuers were using detection devices and dogs to look for signs of life in an area that once held 62 homes and a hotel. Israeli attack aircraft struck various positions in Syria Saturday, destroying two tanks in response to more than 10 projectiles that landed in its territory. VOA's Maya Bush reports.
The flare-up marked a rare case of Israeli involvement in the bloody fighting next door. Israel has stayed on the sidelines of Syria's 7-year civil war, refraining from taking sides or getting drawn into hostilities. It has responded in the past with limited strikes when fire has spilled into Israel and holds the Syrian government responsible for any such incidents.
Israel also reportedly hit advanced weapons shipments from Syria to Hezbollah militants in Lebanon. Saudi security forces on Saturday said police disrupted a plot to target the holiest site in Islam. As the fasting month of Ramadan ends, the Interior Ministry said it launched several raids, including in the neighborhood located near the Grand Mosque. There, police said they were engaged in a shootout in a 3-story house with a suicide bomber who blew himself up and caused the building to collapse. He was killed and several others were injured. This is VOA News. Young protesters broke down a metal fence guarding an airbase in Caracas before being repelled by security forces firing tear gas in another day of anti-government protests in Venezuela's capital. Saturday's clashes took place after a mass demonstration next to La Carlota Air Base, where a 22-year-old protester was killed this week when a National Guardsman shot him in the chest at close range with a rubber bullet. One protester spoke to reporters. We are calling on the government and all of those repressive bodies to stop with the violence, the death, and the robberies, because now they dedicate themselves to stealing. It's not just repression, but stealing. They humiliate people. President Nicolas Maduro told his troops that he had managed to break up a U.S.-backed plot to oust him. More than 70 people have been killed and hundreds injured in almost 3 months of demonstrations. The U.N. Health Agency says there are now more than 200,000 suspected cases of cholera in an outbreak in war-torn Yemen. Many of those have affected children. VOA's Tom Turco with more.
UNICEF Director Anthony Lake and World Health Organization Chief Margaret Chan said in a statement Saturday, "We are now facing the worst cholera outbreak in the world, with an average of 5,000 new cases every day." The agencies say that more than 1,300 people have died, one quarter of them children, and the death toll is expected to rise.
The UN says collapsing health, water, and sanitation systems have cut off 14.5 million people from regular access to clean water and sanitation, increasing the ability of the disease to spread. In addition, an estimated 30,000 local health workers haven't been paid in nearly 10 months. Yemen's internationally recognized government on Saturday ordered the creation of a committee to investigate allegations of human rights violations following a report that U.S. military interrogators worked with forces from the United Arab Emirates who are accused of torturing detainees in Yemen. The order was issued by the prime minister and said the investigation would focus on areas liberated by government forces from Shiite rebels known as the Houthis and their allies. Work will begin immediately and is due to last 15 days. British officials are investigating a cyber attack Saturday on the country's parliament after discovering unauthorized attempts to access parliamentary users. A statement from the House of Commons said it, as a precaution, remote email access for members has been disabled in order to protect the network. It is not immediately known how many people this has affected or to what extent the damage has been. The National Cybersecurity Center and the National Crime Agency are looking into the incident. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.